Town Board Meeting, Wednesday, January 6th, 2016.
Town attorney?
Oh, I didn't know Mike was on there.
He probably does copies or something. Okay. Call the meeting to order.
Councilman Munger?
Present.
Councilman Genzel?
Present.
Supervisor Ballow?
Here.
Councilman Boardway?
Present.
Councilman Keating?
Present.
Councilman Keating, Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number one is preliminary matters. We have one thing under preliminary matters tonight. Councilman Boardway.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Have a resolution to present to the board. It is resolution number 2016-03.
Correct.
No.
Okay.
We're doing it in resolution form or no?
No.
Okay. Okay. I take that back. We're not going to do this in resolution form at this point in time. Make a motion to authorize Supervisor Ballow to enter into a contract for legal services, confirming an agreement with Mr. Brian Doyle as an attorney to represent the interests of the board.
Second.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Mungall?
Aye.
Sorry. Motion's carried.
Item number two is regular business. We have the correction and adoption of minutes from 12-16-15.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I've had the opportunity to look over the minutes, and I'd like to make a motion. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I've had an opportunity to look over the minutes. I don't see any corrections that are needed, and I'd like to make a motion to adopt these minutes.
Second.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
No.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number two under regular business is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilman Munger.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I would like to make a motion to approve all fund bills in the amount of $63,445.90.
Second.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number three, under correspondence, we have correspondence tonight from Connie D. Minor, report on grants and developments received and filed. Item number four, under new business, is a request from the floor for 3 minutes. Please come up to the mic, state your name, your address.
Hi, I'm Dash. I'm Barbara Badger, pseudo, 7910 Cole, corner of Cole and Thalias. I direct my questions mostly towards you, Mike.
Thank you, ma'am.
I was told that you have been in communication with the community services or the downtown agency that's helping you, and several letters have been written.
I have not been in touch with...
I'm sorry?
I have not been in touch with the community services at all.
Okay. I know you wrote a couple of letters. Who did you write those to?
Oh, God, we're going back to April and May.
Some I just heard recently were written like in the past month.
No, that's not correct.
That's not correct?
That's not correct.
So they have not filed for a building permit?
I'm sorry, not what?
They have not filed for a building permit, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. If they do, the town board will deny them a building permit still?
Well, I don't think that that's something which should be made at, you know, statement at this time. I think that that's, the matter has to play out, and we're still in the preliminary stages. The town is challenging the establishment of the group home initially, and I think it's best that we address that first, and then we'll take the other issues as they come.
Okay. I talked to Althea Cologne today.
I'm sorry?
I talked to Althea Cologne today.
Okay.
And she was very anxious to talk to you about what you've been doing, what you've been up to.
Sure.
She has some very good suggestions.
Excellent.
And things that she thinks have been done, maybe that should have been done, and things that need to be done that have not been done.
Okay.
So, we can put her in touch with you this week, and that would be okay with you?
Absolutely. And you know, she has my she has my office number.
Okay.
She has my fax number. I don't know if she has my cell number, but she's always want to talk to residents about it. And
okay.
My office in regards to this group home is an open book. There's some things, because we're in litigation, that I'm not at a point where I can really reveal that without compromising the town's position.
Very soon.
Okay.
The letters that you have written, are those up for public preview? Can I get copies of those?
Yeah, if you can kind of narrow it down, because when this first started back in January and in February of this year, I mean, I've got a file that's a foot and a half. So, I mean, if you can kind of narrow it down, what...
Were you under the assumption that any correspondence would be forwarded to those people on the list that you have all their email addresses to keep people abreast of what's happening? And I know a lot of people say they've heard nothing. And it's kind of like, well, are they working behind the scenes doing something that we're not aware of?
Is it advisable to give an opinion at this point, at least not an opinion per se, but an update of where wise procedurally? Or?
Yeah, I can do that. There's not been any correspondence with community services. I gotta say, at least 6 months.
Okay. You know, have you been downtown doing all that stuff that Alfie had mentioned to you? Doing the research and all that with that?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And the mayor was in one more some time for it after.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Mayor, what are you saying?
If you want to wait till after, we just have so much on the agenda.
Okay.
And this way he can get you the emails and everything you need, and, you know, you can narrow it down to what you're looking for.
What days are you in the office, Mike?
You can call me anytime. If I'm not there, I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right. I guess that's it. So no building permit has been applied for. So there's been no reason to deny him because they haven't applied for it yet, correct?
Exactly.
And that's my understanding.
Yeah.
Unless the board knows anything different. But
that's all you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, it's been challenged in court. It's in that process right now. It's about as far as I want to mention it, but the motion practice is going on. There's each side is putting their positions out there. And
my only assumption that, and I want to make sure I'm correct on this, is that if they do apply for building permit and are denied, which is what I understand you all do, that if they drive one stake in the ground there or dig one hole, we can shut them down because they do not have a building permit.
I think that's something which I can discuss with you afterwards. We got a pretty full agenda. We got a full,
all right, well,
full room.
Okay.
Richard Hawkins, 6892 Pin Oak Drive in Boston. Under preliminary matters, you brought up the reason of the town board hiring legal counsel, but you didn't tell us the reason why you're seeking legal counsel, because we have a very qualified town attorney here to take care of most of the town matters. I, as a resident, would like to know why you need to hire an outside attorney and the thousands of dollars it's going to cost.
Mr. Hawkins, you're right. I'm a part-time attorney, and I've taken it upon myself to take many matters which part-time attorneys would refer out to other attorneys at $150, $200, and $250 an hour. I now currently have three of them. and other matters may be coming up, that maybe it's time to start referring some of these matters out. I've handled all of the challenges to the our tax assessments for the past 6 years. Some of the attorneys representing the town have tax assessments charged up to $25,000 just to defend a tax assessment. My office did that for free, but there's other matters that have to be attended into town, which are my primary responsibility. And outside matters involving litigation, Supreme Court appearances, research, briefs, drafts, and appeals are really the responsibility of outside counsel. And I'll try and handle as many of them as I can, but the board felt as though it may be time for a little bit of help.
But my question was still not answered. My question to you all was why do you feel that you need outside legal counsel and for what matter? You want to hire an outside attorney for legal services. I, as a resident, would like to know what you're spending my taxpayer dollars on. I have a right to know, as a taxpayer, why you don't need an attorney.
Because there is the potential for litigation against the town.
But for what reason?
At this point, I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you for sure.
But you have an idea. And that's why probably 95% of us are here. Because most of us know, so I don't know why you're beating around the bush. You're trying to take legal actions, steps, to remove a deputy supervisor and the people who work at this town hall that we elected. Just as we elected you. And it's wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
Please calm down.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
Barrett. I don't have a problem with you asking questions.
Well,
the man is in the middle of doing an Article 78 against the group home, which is very time-consuming.
I'm sure it is. I sat in your seat once before. I know what an Article 78 does, and the time that it takes, and the money that's involved. Then answer my question. Don't beat around the bush. Tell me the truth. Is the reason that you're hiring an outside attorney?
We're not trying to remove anybody, Mr. Hawkins. The attorney decided that he needs extra help to do things, and that's what we do. We provide it. We provide the money for the city that we have.
You're sitting here telling me you're not trying to remove anybody from office.
I
you just stated that. You just stated that.
I don't think the supervisor said that.
You did.
I think that there are numerous matters that come up. I mean, there's this small little...
I only have given 3 minutes up here, so I'd like you to quit beating around the bush and answer the question. I've asked you a simple question, and I would like a simple answer.
Well, we can't be sure of all the matters that were coming up.
You're beating around the bush. Are you yes or are you not hiring an attorney to get rid of the deputy supervisor and the people that work at the town clerk's office? Are you trying to get rid of the deputy clerk?
What we're trying to do is protect the town board and the residents. And if that means defending the town against litigation, then that's what that means.
Has a past practice for years. I realize you're going to tell me my time's up, Mr. Boardway, but has it not been the town practice for many, 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 many years that some offices in this town, as the courts, appoint people who work in the court offices, the judges appoint who works in the court offices, the clerk appoints her deputy and the people who work in them? And I think you're trying to set a precedent of Erie County, because not only that, you have the town cleaning people, you have people who work in the clerk's office, all these jobs that are appointed. If you decide all of a sudden, even though you may not like them, I'm not going to pay them, and I'll get rid of them. I'm sorry, but I don't think you can do that legally.
I know that it happened before we came in. Mr. Tilak wants to be in Parks Department when before we came in, which is beneficial for the town for him to work hand-in-hand as Parks Department, but that was pulled for him and given away, and it cost the town thousands and thousands of dollars. Thank you for your time.
He's got to come up here. Some of these meetings, and I
78s. The only article I have 78 I've heard about is the one that my attorney recommended I bring against the town when you denied me access to the right-of-way on Chestnut Lane. Is this what we're talking about?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Make a motion to close the floor.
Second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardman?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item number two under regular business is appointments. We're going to do item number two, appointments. Item number three, establish a salary schedule. And item number four, set payments of salaries.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I've said this now, I have the pleasure of saying this now for 6 years in a row. I get the opportunity tonight now to appoint the town employees for the town of Boston for 2016. So it's probably my favorite job. This town is run by an amazing, amazing group of people. Run by part-time employees, full-time employees, highway department guys that are union folks. They don't get appointed tonight. But it's just a fantastic group of hard-working folks that come to work in this town every single day. So at this point in time, I'm going to read the list and the title and the term expiration date of all of the appointees. And it will be one motion. Michael Kobioka, town attorney, part-time, term to expire 12/31/16. Patricia Maxwell, deputy town attorney, prosecutor, part-time. William Ferguson, code enforcement officer, part-time, term to expire 12/31/16. There will be an additional deputy code enforcement officer that is yet to be determined who that person will be. Marianne Cummings Mays, who's a part-time clerk. Brianna Bonkall, part-time clerk, again, terms expire to 12/31/16. Joseph Gallagher, dog control officer, part-time. Kathy Zayek, recreation director, part-time. Karen Miller, clerk, part-time. John Simonek, court officer, part-time. Daniel Mulay, court officer, part-time. Ashley Carmazzi, Carmazin, assessment clerk, part-time. And the following, secretary to the boards and committees, part-time, term to expire 12/31/16. Teresa Hoschel, nutrition program director, part-time. Lori Valentine, substitute assistant nutrition director, part-time, term to expire 12/31/16. Sharon Bulger, assistant nutrition director, part-time, again, term to expire 12/31/16. Leo Jensen, town hall laborer. Joyce Carr, marriage officer. Jason Carb, liaison to the Cobble Hill Cemetery, term to expire 12/31/16. And actually, all of these terms I'm reading expire 12/31/16. Cheryl Dunmeyer, town hall cleaner, part-time. Robert Tilak, parks superintendent, term to expire 12/31/16. Town planner, Sarah Desjardins, term to expire 12/31/16. Town engineer, James Cannon, 12/31/16. Parks laborer full-time, Scott Fellows, term to extend to 12/31/16. And Barry Decker and Amanda Jensen, parks laborer, seasonal, terms to expire 12/31/16. That is that entire list. Congratulate everybody on that list. We thank you for the service to the town of Boston.
Can I have a second, please?
And a second for the motion to make these appointments.
Supervisor Ballow?
Second. I think the town...
Councilman Keating already seconded the motion.
For 2 years, as opposed to a one-year term.
We go 17.
That is correct.
That is. Make a correction on the motion. The Michael Kobioka, the town attorney part-time, term to expire 12/31/17. There was a typo on the document given to me.
Thank you, Councilman.
Certainly. And I make that motion as amended.
And Councilman Keating did second it. Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardman?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
And then another motion that goes along part and parcel with that one is
Supervisor, these are my appointments under myself. Deputy Town Supervisor, ends 12/31/16, Jay Boardway. Assistant to Supervisor, part-time, 12/31/16, expires, Don Bonko. Bookkeeper, Budget Director, term expires 12/31/16, Kathy K. Selby. And Town Historian, term expires 12/31/16, Don Bonko.
Second.
Supervisor Bailo?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
At this time, I'd like all of the newly appointed town employees to please come forward so you can be sworn in by the town clerk.
Dan, where was Dan? Sorry, Dan. I'm not ready. I'm shy. Thanks.
Where's Scott?
Scotty's right here. Let's snag it off.
Oh, that's fine.
Got everybody?
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I am saying to solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the state of New York. And I will faithfully discharge duties of the state of New York.
Sometime this evening before you guys leave, if you could sign the oath book at the end of the meeting, that'd be fantastic. The second motion that follows essentially with that one is the setting the salary schedule for 2016 for the various positions in the town. At this point in time, I'm making one motion to set the following salaries.
May I interrupt for just one moment?
Yes.
Those who do not wish to wait until the end of the meeting, you can come to my office anytime within 30 days to sign the oath book. We don't have to wait tonight, so you know.
Perfect, thank you. The position of assistant to the supervisor part-time will be paid $15 per hour. Bookkeeper, $45,320 per year. Deputy supervisor, $1,000 per year. Clerk part-time for the court office, $14.42 per hour. Court clerk, $35,540. Assessor, $36,400. Assessment clerk part-time, $13.39 per hour. Highway clerk part-time, $12 per hour. Town attorney, $30,596. Deputy attorney slash prosecutor, $14,538. Court officers part-time, two of them, both salaries, $5,114 per year. Clerk part-time, $15 per hour. Clerk part-time, $14 per hour. Secretary to the boards part-time, $15 per hour. Recreation director part-time, $16,150 per year. Code enforcement officer part-time, $20,265 per year. Deputy code enforcement officer, this is the one that's to be determined yet, will receive $5,100 per year. Dog control officer, $9,671 per year, plus $1 per parcel inspected. They do dog audits every year to verify that there's licenses years. He gets $1 for each dog he verifies in town as either being still alive, deceased, and properly licensed. Nutrition Program Director, $11.25 per hour. Assistant Nutrition Program Director, $11.25 per hour. Laborer, part-time town hall, $14.32 per hour. Cobble Hill Cemetery Liaison, $300 per year. Town Historian, $2,550 per year. Cleaner, part-time town hall, $3,600 per year. Budget Director, $3,500 per year. Parks Superintendent, $7,983 per year. Parks Seasonal Employees, part-time, to $14.50 per hour and $12 per hour. And Parks Laborer, full-time, $35,000 per year. The Highway Department salaries are set by the collective bargaining agreement, which we have in place. Then the elected officials' salaries have been previously published, but they remain as unchanged from that publication. The supervisor will make $30,025 per year. The councilmen, all four of them, $8,250 per year. The highway superintendent, $56,290 per year. Town clerk, $44,820 per year. And town justices, there are two of them, $16,125 per year. And I make that motion.
Second.
Supervisor Ballo.
Aye.
Councilman Keating.
Aye.
Councilman Genzel.
Yes.
Councilman Boardway.
Yes.
Councilman Munger.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
And then a third motion has to do with, and again tonight, folks, we're essentially setting up our business for the entire year, so it is a rather long meeting. Is setting the salary, the payment of salaries, it's a schedule. This is a motion to set the salary payments biweekly for the town clerk, the supervisor, the assistant to the supervisor, the highway superintendent, the deputy highway superintendent, actually that no longer exists, the bookkeeper and court clerk, clerks part-time, assessor, assessment clerk, and secretary of the boards, committees, MEOs, that's a highway department designation, truck drivers, and laborers. And then all others are paid once per month on a monthly basis, and I make that motion.
Second.
Supervisor Ballo.
Aye.
Councilman Keating.
Aye.
Councilman Genzel.
Yes.
Councilman Boardway.
Yes.
Councilman Munger.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number four under new business is the designation of official bank. Councilman Munger.
Thank you, Supervisor. I would like to make a motion that we designate the North Boston branch of the Evans National Bank for the town's official bank.
Second.
And that is for the various departments yesterday.
Supervisor Ballo.
Aye.
Councilman Keating.
Aye.
Councilman Genzel.
Yes.
Councilman Boardway.
Yes.
Councilman Munger.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number six under new business, set dates and times of regular and agenda meeting. Councilman Genzel.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. At this time, I make a motion to set the dates and times for the regular and agenda meeting. The town board meeting will be on the first and third Wednesday of the month at 7:30 p.m. The agenda review will be on the first and third Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Do I have a second?
A second.
Supervisor Ballo.
Aye.
Councilman Keating.
Aye.
Councilman Genzel.
Yes.
Councilman Boardway.
Yes.
Councilman Munger.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Again, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I make a motion to designate the official newspaper as the Hamburg Sun. We haven't seen those folks here in a few months. It would be nice if they could cover our meetings in the newspaper. If anybody out there is from the Hamburg Sun, please start covering our meetings.
Second.
Supervisor Ballo.
Aye.
Councilman Keating.
Aye.
Councilman Genzel.
Yes.
Councilman Boardway.
Yes.
Councilman Munger.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Again, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I make a motion to appoint the NESS Solid Waste Management Board as Councilman Keating, Town Attorney Kobioka, and Town Clerk Millay.
Excuse me, I do not wish to be on that board, and I never have been in the past.
We
we will not appoint the town clerk under the Nest Solid Waste Management Board. I will amend my motion to Councilman Keating and Town Attorney Kobioka.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number 9 under new business, authorization of supervisor and tax collector to invest surplus money. Councilman Munger.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I would like to make a motion that we authorize the supervisor and the tax collector to invest all surplus monies.
Second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number 10, set investment policies. Councilman Keating's going to do 10, 11, and 12 together.
Mr. Supervisor, at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the investment policy, the check writer and signature stamp for the supervisor, and also the mileage rate per mile, which is currently set at 45 cents per mile. Second.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number 13, schedule annual audit meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I would like to make a motion to schedule the annual audit meeting for January 20th, 2016 at 6 p.m.
Second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Thank you again, Mr. Supervisor. I would also like to make a motion to authorize to allow the lending funds from one account to another.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Thank you again, Mr. Supervisor. I'd also like to make a motion to approve sufficiency of bonds.
It's not taped in.
Everybody's got to have a first day.
Second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Councilman Genzel, under new business, items 16, 17, and 18.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I make a motion to direct the town clerk to send letter to refuse collectors for the annual licenses.
Second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I make a motion to set the hours for New York State retirement reporting.
I will second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Make a motion to allow the highway superintendent, town engineer, to make public improvement specifications, and they must agree.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Item 19, 20, and 21, Councilman Boardway, under business.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Make a motion this time to authorize the town clerk and the town justice to keep petty cash funds on hand each in the amount of $300.
Second.
I'm sorry, was that Councilman Munger?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
And this next one, this is an actual resolution. This is one of the good ones. This is one of the important ones. This is a resolution regarding the procurement policy in the town of Boston. This is what allows us to purchase things on your behalf. This is what directs us as to what our limits are to independently as a board be able to purchase things, and as also sets direction for what our limits are without seeking full board approval and without putting things out for an actual public bidding process. There are different rules for different things, which we strictly abide by. So this is resolution number 2016-01. It is the procurement policy of the town of Boston. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town of Boston does hereby adopt the following procurement policy and procedures for the year 2016. Guideline number one, every prospective purchase of goods and services shall be evaluated to determine the applicability of general municipal law section 103. Every town officer, board, department head, or other personnel with the requisite purchasing authority hereinafter titled purchaser shall estimate the cumulative amount of the items of supplies or equipment needed in a given fiscal year. That estimate shall include the canvas of other towns, departments, and past history to determine the likely yearly value of the commodity to be acquired. The information gathered and conclusions reached shall be documented and kept on file with all supporting documentation for any purchases. Guideline number two, all purchases of supplies or equipment which exceed $20,000 in the fiscal year, or B, public works contracts over $35,000, shall be formally bid pursuant to General Municipal Law Section 103. An estimated public works contract less than $35,000 but greater than $20,000 requires a written RFP, which is a request for proposal, to at least three contractors. Less than $10,000 but greater than $3,000 require a written request for proposal to at least two contractors, and less than $3,000 are left to the direction of the purchaser. Any RFP shall describe the desired goods, quantity, and the particulars of delivery. The purchaser shall compile a list of all vendors for whom the written facts and or oral quotes have been requested and offered. Moving on, the lowest responsible proposal or quote shall be awarded. The purchase of public works contracts, unless directed by the purchaser, prepares a written justification providing why the reasons it is in the best interest of the town or its taxpayers to make an award other than the lowest bidder. If a bidder is not deemed responsible, facts supporting that judgment shall also be documented and filed within the record supporting the procurement. Guideline number five, a good faith effort shall be made to obtain the required number of proposals or quotations. If a purchaser is unable to obtain the required number of proposals or quotations, the purchaser shall document the attempt made at obtaining the proposals. In no event shall the inability to obtain proposals or quotes be a bar to the actual procurement. Except as directed by the town board, no solicitation of written proposals or quotations shall be required under the following circumstances: A, acquisition of professional services; B, emergencies; C, sole source situations; D, goods purchased from agencies for the blind or severely handicapped; E, goods purchased from correctional facilities; F, goods purchased from another governmental agency; G, goods purchased at auction; H, goods purchased for less than $1,500; and public works contracts less than $1,500. Moving on to guideline 11, is the following town officials that are specifically designated as being responsible for purchasing. Supervisor Vallow, Court Clerk Comer, Assessor Fitzner, Code Enforcement Officer Ferguson, Highway Superintendent Tilak, the Recreation Director, the Board Secretaries, Secretary Fowler, the Town Clerk, Bookkeeper Selby, Town Attorney Kobioka, Cobble Hill Cemetery Liaison Karp, the Dog Control Officer, the Nutrition Site Coordinator, Town Historian Bob Hall, and Parks Superintendent Tilak. And I make that motion.
Second.
Supervisor Vallow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
And one additional item, Mr. Supervisor, again, thank you. Number 21 on the agenda. And folks, these are all things that we are required by our state law and or town law to do at least once a year. That's why they all get done today. Some of it seems rather mundane, but we have to do this. This is setting the 2016 employee holiday schedule. For 2016, I make a motion that the following dates be designated as official town holidays for the employees. New Year's Day, January 1st, was a Friday. Martin Luther King Day, January 18th, a Monday. President's Day, February 15th, a Monday. Good Friday, March 25th, a Friday. Memorial Day, May 30th, a Monday. Independence Day, July 4th, a Monday. Labor Day, September 5th, a Monday. Columbus Day, October 10th, a Monday. Election Day, November 8th, a Tuesday. Veterans Day, November 11th, a Friday. Thanksgiving Day, November 24th, a Thursday. The day after Thanksgiving, November 25th, a Friday. And Christmas Day, December 26th, which will be a Monday. This holiday schedule specifically does not apply to the highway employees. Their holiday schedule is defined by their collective bargaining agreement. And I make that motion.
Second.
Supervisor Vallow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number 22.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I have a resolution to adopt a schedule of fees. I have to read this in its entirety. At the regular meeting at the Town of Boston Board, Erie County, New York, held at Boston Town Hall, 8500 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, on the 6th day of January 2016 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Prevailing Time, there were present Supervisor Martin A. Vallow, Councilman Jeffrey A. Genzel, J.P. Broadway, myself, Jason Keating, and Zach Munger. Be it resolved that a schedule of fees for the Town of Boston, as attached hereto, be adopted and continue thereafter unless otherwise amended. And be it further resolved that the schedule of fees attached hereto shall supersede the existing schedule of fees to the extent that it expressly alters the same.
I'll second that.
Supervisor Vallow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I also have the agreement to spend the town highway funds, and I'd like to make a motion to accept that.
I will second that.
Supervisor Vallow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried, and I do have the original signed by the Highway Superintendent, so this I will pass around for you all to sign so that I may get him a copy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Item number 24. Item 25 and 26, Councilman Genzel.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. What we have here tonight, folks, is an application for use of our facilities. Our friends at the Boston Democratic Social Club are requesting the use of the town hall, community room with the kitchen, and also the town fields. The date request is March 26, 2016. This is from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this is the 55th annual Easter egg hunt. Let's see here. These folks have given us deposits, have been received, and I see that the application is fully filled out. I make a motion that we allow this group to use our facilities.
I'll second.
Supervisor Bell?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Item number 25, Councilman Genzel.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Again, we have an application for the use of our facilities for the Trooper David Brinkerhoff Foundation. This application, it comes from Mr. Mike Brinkerhoff, the fallen trooper's brother. They're looking to use our town hall, community room without the kitchen, the Boston Town Park, the Lion Shelter, the small shelter, the bathroom facilities, and the town fields. The date request is Saturday, June 18th. From 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's for the that's for the date of the event. It's a 5K, 10K run. They also would like Friday, June 17th, from 4 to 9 p.m. for the setup, where the runners can pick up their packets if they'd like to. The takedown will be Saturday after 2 p.m. They have put down here that they would also like parking. They plan on about 700 participants in this race. This is a very, very exciting event for the town of Boston. We welcome these folks every single year. I have personally participated in it, and it is a very good time. The traffic control will be provided by Patch and Fire Company and the New York State Police. I would ask Mr. Brinkerhoff to check with those folks to make sure that they have the ample amount of manpower to handle that. So seeing that these folks have filled out the application correctly and they have paid their deposits, I would make a motion to allow them to use the facilities.
I should have checked.
And I would second that.
Check with the town clerk to see if those dates are available.
I would think that these dates would be available if we receive the application. See at our reorg. We don't accept applications from year to year, so
they are available.
I would assume they're available. Again, the motion for a second.
Second.
Supervisor Barrow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Again, thank you, Mr. Supervisor, for item number 26 on your agenda here, the Town of Boston Personnel Policy. Let me just read a quick note here from our supervisor and our bookkeeper, Kathy Selby. This is an updated personnel policy. We felt that in order to incorporate the town's hand imaging time clock for all employees and to provide tighter controls, it was decided to update the town's personnel policy for full and part-time employees. It was also needed to incorporate new required health insurance contributions for full-time employees. The new proposed policy also more closely matches the highway union contract to provide more consistency among all full-time employees between highway and the town hall. This policy, along with the old policy, is submitted for our review on December 2nd. With several weeks of review, I have had plenty of opportunity to review this along with the rest of the town board. Once this is adopted, we will distribute this to all the employees. Considering I have reviewed this extensively, and I feel that it is in the best interest of the town of Boston and the employees of the town of Boston, I make a motion to accept the personnel policy amended for today's date, January 6, 2016.
With respect to the new personnel policy, Councilman Genzel, I fully wholeheartedly agree. Certainly tighter and stricter controls are in order for the employees of the town of Boston, and I second that.
Supervisor Barrow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Item number five under old business is grant consultant contract.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. If any folks were here at our last meeting, our grant writer, Connie Miner, she has been with us for many, many years, several administrations. She has done an excellent job for our town throughout the years. I've worked closely with her for the last 6 years. Her firm, Connie D. Miner and Associates Grant Consultants, have done numerous things for us, including helping the fire companies out with anything they might need. I would like to make a motion to accept her contract and authorize the supervisor to sign this contract. And I make a note here that there are no changes to the contract compared to last year's. Connie has not raised her fee in, I'd say, 6 years. Really recommend the supervisor to sign this contract. I will be working close with Connie for future grants with the town of Boston. I feel comfortable working with her. I consider her a friend, and she does an excellent job for the town of Boston. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Keating, is there a second?
Yes.
Supervisor Barrow?
Aye.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Then, Supervisor, pointed out to me there's one missing body on the list of appointments today. I thought we did this at the last meeting, but one further person I'd move to appoint at this point in time, our Ethics Committee needed some additional folks, and John Trezulli is being appointed to the Ethics Committee. I'd also ask at some point he make himself available, sworn in within the next 30 days, as the clerk indicated, and I need a second.
Excuse me, wasn't he appointed at the December 2nd meeting?
I thought he was also.
Yes, he was. I've already sent him a letter stating that he was appointed.
John, if you're here, will you be sworn in? Are you here?
Sure, I am.
He is, okay. Sworn in.
So I'm going to do this right now?
Yes, please.
Item number six is reports and presentations. Town clerk.
I do want to welcome our new councilmen, Keating and Munger. I'm truly looking forward to working with you both and continuing to offer the residents of the town the service and that they've always become accustomed to. It's going to be nice to have you on board. Thank you for winning the seat. It was a good thing. And then secondly, for the record, on Monday, January 4th, under the authority of New York State, I reappointed Elizabeth Martin and Sandra Quinlan as my deputy town clerks, and they shall serve as my deputies as such for the remainder and entirety of my term, which will end on December 31st of 2019. Thank you. That's all I have.
Highway Superintendent T. Ladd.
Yes, I'd just like to talk a little bit about the storm last weekend.
I think the town highway department workers did a great job clearing the town roads. On the other hand, Erie County Highway Department did quite an awful job with their roads. I think we should talk to the firemen and put Erie County on notice, because if there's ever a fire up on our hills, they would never be able to get fire trucks up on Valleys or Chestnut Ridge or Zimmerman. So I think it'd be a good thing if we could talk to the fire companies and have them put Erie County on notice. And the only other thing I have tonight is I'd like to remind residents that pushing snow across the road and turnarounds across the street is illegal, and we'd appreciate on the town roads if you wouldn't do it. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you. Councilman Munger.
Nothing at this time.
Councilman Gensel.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Just wish everybody town of Boston a happy new year and God bless.
Councilman Boardman.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Likewise, wish everybody a happy new year. It's been a great start so far. It's been interesting, to say the least. Certainly like to welcome our new councilman here. This board is fully operational, fully functional. With respect to the supervisor, town clerk's appointments, the town clerk legally is allowed to appoint deputy town clerks. She's free to do that. She's free to appoint up to three of them. But so there's no confusion and so there's no mistake. They are not employees of the town of Boston. They are not paid employees of the town of Boston. We have hired two part-time clerks to serve in that particular office. And eventually, hopefully, that issue gets resolved and this works out just fine.
We have the opportunity for people to come up for 3 minutes. That time's over. You had the opportunity to come up to the mic, state your name and address, and say that. So, Councilman Keating.
And nothing else.
Okay. Under the supervisor's report, I have my 2016 liaison appointments. Councilman Boardway is planning board, Boston Community Foundation, Hazmat, Insurance, Parks and Recreation. Councilman Genzo, Fire Department, Fire Benefit Programs, Engineering, Christmas Lighting, and Grant Writing. Councilman Munger, Drainage, Street Lighting, Chamber of Commerce, Traffic, Highway Safety, and Historical Society. Councilman Keating, Cable TV, Senior Citizens, Solid Waste, Nutrients, Emergency Squad, Conservation Advisory Council. Make a motion that those are my liaison appointments.
We don't really need a motion. Those are your appointments.
And with that, I have nothing else to report tonight. I make a motion for adjournment of meeting.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion is carried.